This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And a special shout-out to everybody up there in Hotlanta listening to us on AM 960, The Answer. Or 920 The Answer, sorry, 960 is over there in California. Right station, wrong pew. All right, let's go to our guest this hour, and that would be retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. How are you?
I'm doing great, and it's time to say the pledge. You ready?
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United, States of America, and to the republic, for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty,
and justice
for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, got to talk about Afghanistan. The news came out. The news came out yesterday that we may have as many as 40,000 Americans in country that we need to get out. And the Taliban said, you need to have all of your military gone by September 11th. That's the deal. You need to head them out. What happens? I don't see us being able to do this. I really don't.
Yeah, it's easy. The folks are ready. It's just a matter of getting enough C-17s in and out for the folks we've got our hands on right there in the airfield. But when you're talking that quantity of folks, we've got folks that probably, even the folks there in Kabul had lost track of and where they're at and all that. And they're scrambling just to say, hey, what if we can't get them out? How do we provide them protection so they are not detected by the Taliban? That is going to be a trick. And sad to say, I don't think 100% success is reasonable right there. I hate to say it, and it's frightening to think in the coming weeks between now and the September deadline, which we set and the Taliban has latched on to, it's hard to imagine that there aren't going to be some incredible stories about some horrendous things done. Not just the groups of those 40,000 or any persons of the 60 nations that had folks deployed throughout Afghanistan, but also the Afghani people. That those things are going to start taking headlines, and it's already a human disaster, but I think the worst in many ways is yet to come. So the nation has got to brace itself for that.
Well, I'm hoping it doesn't come to that, but I'm also hoping that this president will wake the hell up and understand that he's made a horrible mistake, and we can't leave that country until we've got our people out. And I don't give a damn if it's November, December, whatever it is, and if we have to fight our way to go get them, because I believe we're going to have to do extractions. The Taliban saying, oh, we help you get your people out? Yeah, sure they will. Yeah, sure they will. They're just waiting to get a convoy or something out there on the road somewhere to go get someone and bring them back. They're just waiting to intercept that convoy. And what are they going to do then when they capture a bunch of American soldiers? You and I both know.
Right. And, of course, when the president spoke, followed by a series of speakers from the State Department, primarily from the Pentagon, of course, clearly the number one mission is the evacuation of those folks that we have our hands on out of the airport there in Kandahar. But and then they'll make a fairly oblique reference, say, yeah, we've also got other special operating forces in country, and we do, we always have, Will.
Yep.
And we will. Even beyond that September deadline, we will have special operating forces operating in secret throughout there. But so we don't know what the challenges that those face or what success that they've had or what they've done amidst all the finger-pointing and the scrambling between the State Department and the Department of Defense over the last couple months in this incredibly hasty withdrawal without conditions, which just politically was just simply focused on let's get the hell out of there. And that's become blatantly obvious. You can say that the buck stops at you, and but it doesn't ring true. It doesn't ring true in the same way that when Harry Truman originated that with President Biden at all. And people know that. And even as some of the more supportive media try to scramble about the best they could do is to say, well, we would have still had some issues had we been following. Well, they don't even give credit for the President 45 for having had a conditional plan in place. They'll just say, well, it would have been, in fact, one prognosticator says, well, it would have been even worse under President Trump.
Nope.
I listened to see what the explanation for that would be, and I'm sorry, I didn't catch it.
Nope.
That's hard to believe.
It would not have been worse, it would have been better, because we wouldn't be sitting there with our thumb up our you-know-what. We would have had the things in place. We would have had the troops doing what they needed to be doing. There would have been offensive instead of just defensive, sit back and wait for them to hit you. All that good stuff that we all know about. And I hear the music, so we'll have to talk about that on the other side of the break. And, oh, by the way, folks, Joe Biden is in trouble when his own people want to investigate him and his administration, and they're calling for the entire national security team to resign. And I think they should. What a disaster. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, I will. And by the way, it's amazing, folks, how Moss Nissan gets customers from all around the state of Florida, the Panhandle, South Georgia, Tampa Bay, and also up and down the East Coast, the Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. That's right. You heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care. It gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss. Over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories you can dream of. By the way, Moss Nissan's mission, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And check out the Rogue, the hottest new SUV on the market. Totally redesigned. You are going to love it. Now, I'll tell you something else about Moss Nissan. Cleed trade-ins right now are commanding a great resale price. You can also sell your vehicle if you want. If you have a certified pre-owned and you want to sell it and find out what it's worth, you might be shocked. Upgrade your vehicle, have extra money in your pocket. Now, don't forget, Moss Nissan's the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans and first responders and church pastors all get great care taken care of you. Their locations are simply in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And be looking for an announcement coming about a month from now about another brand new Moss Nissan dealership. Can't wait, can't wait, can't wait. Now find them online, Moss, MAUSNissan.com, Moss, MAUSNissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. By the way, I will be up in Newport Richey today shaking a hand of somebody coming down from Georgia to buy a big old Titan pickup.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines, and we have our good friend and compadre, retired Lieutenant Colonel U.S. Army, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, we have a listener on the phone line waiting patiently. I'm going to get to them right now. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, Mike in Sarasota.
Hi, Mike.
I got a question for you and your guest there.
Yes, sir.
On this Afghan ordeal, on this emergency egress, trying to get out of there,
right.
Isn't they missing some certain protocol for, like, destroying our equipment before we leave?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what I'm asking.
All right. We'll answer the question for you. First of all, Colonel, we got out in such a hurry up in Bagram that we didn't destroy the equipment up there like we would have. Up in Kandahar, bad guys got a hold of the equipment and they drove some of it down to Kabul.
Yeah, and of course, one of the highlights was, you know, you're talking about Black Hawk helicopters.
That too.
And, some people took some. They said, "Well, it's a complicated piece of equipment. There isn't anybody in the Taliban that can equip that." But it's which is true, and you have to train and you have to maintain it, and they can't do that. But it's just that's beside the point. What the caller is right, there is protocol, but, you know, when you get involved in a hasty excursion, which is what he referred to as exactly what it is,
yep.
The protocols are rewritten as you go. You have to reorganize the priorities. I mean, the State Department and others in other departments are scrambling to get rid of all the website information that's still there in country. So that it can't be used to identify either Americans or other nations that still have personnel and will have personnel there long after we get rid of the folks on the airfield, but also the Afghanis that worked in support of us so that they are not identified, targeted, and killed, as will happen.
Mm-hmm.
So even that small thing is they're scrambling to do it. The protocols don't apply, but, yeah. We're going to leave a lot of equipment. We did it in Iraq. We've done it most everywhere we've gone. And any time that you do it hastily and all that, the protocol is out the window. And despite the best efforts of soldiers and the small line leaders on the ground, when it's done this way, it's not going to be done right. And so what he's suggesting, exactly right, is going to happen.
Well, I, like many others, and I know you probably are included in this bunch too, are just sitting here watching what's going on. Now, I'm not surprised at the speed that the Taliban did what they did. That did not surprise me because I knew what they were doing. They were doing something similar to what had been done in other theaters of war where they would bypass a town to go to the bigger city to try to get there and engage and take the provincial capital and get control of it and then go back and worry about the smaller villages and cities later. And that's exactly what they did.
But, Captain, the book on how to do this was written thousands of years ago. This is exactly how the Islamic Empire was built under Muhammad. When it built and took over all of North Africa and big chunks of Europe, was doing exactly what you described.
Mm-hmm.
The book was written. People talk about, well, we got socialism and Marxism, written at less than 200 years ago. Hey, the book and the strategy and the means of doing this was written a long, long time ago, and it's exactly as you described. And so they are forward-thinking. They are long thinkers. They are patient thinkers.
Mm-hmm.
We in our nation and Western democracies, we run at a disadvantage. It's hard for us, even though we have some principles and things that drive us and have for over 200 years, for two and a half centuries, the how-tos about how to execute that, they vary from leadership to leadership, both civilian and military, and we invariably have to go back and reread the book and rewrite the book and write our addendums on that. And we're pretty adept at that for the most part, otherwise we wouldn't be surviving, but it's hard. It's hard to play catch-up against an enemy that is forward-thinking and is following a script that, we just need to read the book.
Yeah. Well, the finger pointing that's going on here, there's plenty of blame to go around, but correct me if I'm wrong. I believe that this all falls, first of all, on our national security and our intel people who got this so wrong to begin with. That's number one. Number two, I believe General Lloyd Austin, who I've talked about before, and I hate to even mention this because I hate to talk bad about a general officer, but General Lloyd Austin was the one that was in charge of getting us out of Iraq when Barack Obama said, I'm pulling all the troops out of Iraq. Lloyd Austin was given that honor, assignment, and he pulled all the troops out in the same fashion, just yanked them out, and that was it. And here we go again. What did anybody think was going to happen in Afghanistan? It's the same damn thing all over again.
Right. You know, I'm struck the last couple of days. In my lifetime, even looking back, I was very young, and you have a better memory. But even going back to Vietnam and all that, I have never, ever seen such a groundswell of even across left and the right. But not just those that are the vocal protesters out there. I don't think General Westmoreland in his time, even though he endured this for several years, mm-hmm. I have never seen this kind of thing. Almost a groundswell saying, hey, something's got to change in leadership at the top, not just in the Department of Defense, but as you and I talked about in the break, there's blame here to lay on the Department of State.
Mm-hmm.
And the infighting between the Department of State, the Department of Defense, And, of course, the buck does stop at the very top, but that's not going to change. We've got at least three more years to endure that. But at the very least, what we've got to hope for is that the President of the United States will realize that it's time for a Saturday night massacre, sincerely. This cannot wait until next month. It certainly cannot wait until what it typically does at the end of the first year in office, and then you make some changes here and there. We're not there. And, of course, you know, President Trump, when he did some changes and all that, he created a great deal of flack over that. And everybody was saying, well, that's a sign about how there can't function, all those things like that. But, you know, in retrospect, in 2020, just all you have to do is look back 4 years. Mm-hmm. Some of the measures that were taken there, including yeah. getting rid of Esper and firing him under the Trump administration, that was a pretty damn mm-hmm. good move. But the same thing needs to be called. Now, whether President Biden has the wherewithal to make the hard choices, now they shouldn't be that hard. They should be pretty easy at this point. Yeah. We need to change some senior leadership across the Department of Defense and Department of State and in the national security apparatus, without a doubt.
Yeah, now, Eric, who is a Marine, and his sons are both been Marines, is reminding me of something. And you're going to stick around for an extra segment here. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you what he just told me, and it's true. So, Colonel, hang on, folks. We're coming back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break, and she's going to give you the phone number, too.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chair Bob Menendez, the Democrat from New Jersey, said Tuesday he will hold hearings into the flawed U.S. troop withdrawal of Afghanistan. Mr. Menendez is one of three top Democrats who head Senate committees who vowed to investigate the Afghanistan exit debacle. The Texas Supreme Court ruled Tuesday evening the state's House Democrats can be arrested if they don't attend the state capitol due to their efforts to stop voting integrity legislation. The court has already blocked lower court orders in Travis and Harris counties protecting the Democrats. Tropical Storm Grace hit Haiti Monday into Tuesday, complicating rescue efforts following Saturday's earthquake that left nearly 2,000 people dead, over 10,000 injured, and tens of thousands homeless. The rapidly growing Caldor Fire in Northern California prompted mandatory evacuation orders overnight as it burnt homes in and around the El Dorado County town of Grizzly Flats. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
I sure will, Kyle. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Everglades Equipment Group. Now, there are 4 stores here in the state of Florida within the sound of my voice where I have radio affiliates, and they're listening to me right now in those markets. And Everglades Equipment Group is the home of reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Yep, they're a John Deere dealer, and yep, they got all the stuff that comes with the John Deere name. They've also got some great equipment. Maybe you need a leaf blower, got that. Maybe you need a push mower, got that. Maybe you need one of those little lawn and garden tractors with a 60-inch deck on it, got that too. Or maybe you need a backhoe or something even bigger, got all of the above. And you know what else they got? They can fix what you got. So give them a chance. Check them out. Reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service at Everglades Equipment Group. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, U.S. Army retired. Good morning again, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
Tell us about your event that I'm going to be at coming up.
That's right. Yeah, we're just 6 days out from the suspense for purchasing tickets for this event, but it's at the Carlisle Inn there in northern Sarasota, and it is at on the 28th of August. It is a Constitution Day breakfast and a 30th anniversary celebration of the Republican Liberty Caucus. We're not chartered or affiliated with the Republican Party, but we are the conscience of the Republican Party. And we're expecting up to 200 personnel to be there. We've got the founder of the Frederick Douglass Republicans coming down from Alabama, K. Carl Smith. We've got Georgia's version of Candace Owens, Lucretia Hughes, coming down from Atlanta, Georgia. They're the headline speakers. And then, of course, the captain, you're going to be introducing our own Amanda Mackey, who will be one of the speakers, my representative, Tommy Gregory. We also have candidates for United States Congress and for the United States Senate that will be speaking at that event. So it's the Republican Liberty Caucus. It's the state, but it's being hosted by the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, of which I am the chair, and we look forward to that event. I'm excited about it. It's a week from Saturday, August 28th. It runs all morning long, but it's going to be fast-paced, exciting, and a lot of things will come out of that. And we invite folks, whether you're a member of the Liberty Caucus, it doesn't matter. It's open to anybody who wants to purchase a $30 ticket for that.
There you go. And look forward to being there. It's going to be a great morning, in my humble opinion. All right, let's get back to a little bit more about Afghanistan, and then we're going to change gears here and talk about something different. So the final analysis of Afghanistan is, according to the Taliban, we need to be done with what we're doing by September 11th, or else there was a warning fire, so to speak, fired across our bow yesterday by them.
Right. Yeah, I tell you, that's September 11th. It's hard to be an American, even if you are divorced from following any of this, and some Americans aren't, even with what's going on. They're not all like us that just stay plugged in and who talk and think about these things for a living. But even them can't escape the fact that just a feeling of, well, it's not a happy feeling. It's a feeling that, hey, things aren't right, and who's in charge, who's in control, how do I take charge of my own life where I'm at so I can get over a feeling like this. It's almost like a nation suffering from not just post-traumatic stressism, but a stress disorder caused by the stress that we're enduring right now. It's kind of like a pause in the battle once a day, and you're wondering, oh, good Lord, what am I going to do now? And you got that thousand-mile stare that you may be familiar with,
yeah.
And certainly those who studied it are.
Yeah.
It's a frightening feeling.
I am. Now, we've got to talk about Haiti and the horrible earthquake that happened there, and the recovery that's going on now, and the rescue efforts that are going on. It's about to all take a bit of a big major curve right now with this storm Grace coming across that's got 65-mile-an-hour winds with gusts up to 75 miles an hour right now that's affecting them. And unfortunately, that's not good. That's going to make things a lot worse. And all you can do is say, well, maybe somewhere along the line they'll catch a break. But basically, a lot of Haiti is going to have to be rebuilt from the ground up, literally.
Well, you know, you're hard to think in the past century. I'm not sure Haiti has ever caught a break, even when we've reached out to help them. It seems like the people there suffer from that. But, yeah, you're right. Grace on the heels of Fred. And, of course, Fred, thankfully, didn't have the effect on our state of Florida that was anticipated because it was further off the coast.
Yep.
But it sure as heck had an effect down there on the heels of that, the earthquake there.
Yep.
And Haiti, which doesn't function well even in the best of times, they're needing our help. We've got military forces down there, the Coast Guard, and as you said, that we're going to have to, we will provide all the medical care there. And that's what people in Florida are doing. They're rounding up medical supplies and care, simple things like Band-Aids to send to Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the darkest hour is still ahead there, unfortunately, and we only pray that Grace doesn't come to fruition and make a terrible situation that much worse.
So final thought, final statement here about what we've been talking about with Afghanistan. Where are we going to be 2 weeks from now? What do you think? They're talking 40,000 people we got to get out. I'm telling you, we're not going to get them all out.
No, we're not. We will be fortunate to just get the excursion of the people that we have our hands down there on the airfield. And then the trick is, of course, although the 82nd Airborne is trained to do that, to extract themselves.
Yeah.
But that's not going to be easy. This isn't like Grenada, and extract themselves from that, or the 82nd had to extract themselves from the Hurricane Andrew in Florida. It's a different ball game.
Yep.
And the people that we don't have answers on, that we know they're there, but we may not even be certain, it's going to be tricky. It's not going to be done in 2 weeks, period. It just won't. That's not possible. Even if we committed all the resources on the planet, that it can't happen.
Okay, well, Colonel, I appreciate you sticking around for a little bit extra time here, and I look forward to talking to you again next week. Maybe I'll even see you before then. So you have yourself a great day, and God bless America.
Yeah, my pleasure, Captain.
Thank you very much. Okay, that's Lieutenant Colonel retired Kevin Wright. All right, joining us on the telephone right now, we have the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes. And good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Captain?
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
There we go. Okay, quick question for you about the Haitian thing. Are you involved in any way with that?
No, not much. Nope. Other than people I've known that have flown supplies down. But no.
Okay, because a lot of the real estate companies get involved in that. They help to get things and whatnot, and that's why I was checking. I heard somebody yesterday. I thought it was the Remax people. I thought it was, but I'm not sure now who it was. But I did hear something about we're gathering supplies. You can bring it to our office, this, that, and the other. So that's why I was checking.
Yeah, maybe so. I don't know. Maybe my Keller Williams office over here, potentially. I haven't heard much about it.
All right, well, we're going to be taking a break, but we got about a minute here to talk a little bit. I believe the economy is taking a slow boat to China ride right now.
Potentially. I know that a lot of people were wondering about real estate. I get the question a lot of times is, hey, is it slowing down? What's going on with the real estate? Are you getting less offers? And what happened is, the last few weeks is we've seen just a little bit of a slowdown, and that's mainly because it's seasonal. I think it's just because the kids were getting back into school or it was the final weeks of vacation. So there was a little bit of a slowdown, but I think it should be back to full swing pretty soon here.
Okay. Well, we'll see. But, again, it's very obvious that we have quite a strange thing unfolding here because of the economy and what is taking place. And people seem to be reloading and cutting back on certain things and other things. It's like they know what's coming. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I can tell you that the car, and here comes the music. That's what I was waiting on. So hang on. So when we come back, folks, being a consumer quarterback is a tough job for Brandon, because anybody listening to me right now, anywhere around the country, can actually call him, and if you can't get help where you're at, he can try to give you some help over here and send you in the right direction. So there you go. That's why he's called the consumer quarterback. And I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy shotgun. Buy shotgun.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. This portion of the program, my final segment brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh in Sarasota. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And don't forget, you can also give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. I'll give you that number again in a minute. Now, don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, the phone number, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345, and tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did, and you might get a trip to the back room and get some of those free fancy donuts they got. Oh, I'm telling you, to die for. All right, back to Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, and good morning, Brandon, and I hope you're having a great day.
Yes, sir. Thank you much, Captain. Appreciate it.
Now, on your program, the Consumer Quarterback Show, you deal with a lot of different avenues that people have problems with, or people that offer different services can help people out. Anywhere's really that's within the listening area. Even in some cases, people across the country have had help from you. I know that because I've been given an email. You'll send an email that, hey, I talked to the consumer quarterback, and he was able to help me, and I was able to do this, that, and the other. And that's what you do, right?
Yes, sir. We love to be a consumer advocate. We want to help people, you know, understand their buying decisions, help them avoid commission-based advice, and sometimes scams, just flat-out scams, help them know what to look for and be educated as a consumer. So, yeah, we started the Consumer Quarterback Show almost 9 years ago now, and it's all about helping the consumers out there make informed decisions. And there's so many different ways that we help people, everything from across the real estate and mortgage side over to consumer advocacy around technology and self-defense, lots of different areas. So we take great pride in doing that, Captain.
Yeah, well, when you can help people out, there's nothing better than helping people out when they can't seem to get anything done somewhere else, and they call you up and you say, well, we'll give it a try, we'll see what we can do, and next thing you know, they got a big smile on their face and they're happy because you were able to help them. There's nothing better than that, in my opinion.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes you're turning around people's financial future, especially when it comes to helping them, you know, clean up their credit, get back on track, get pre-approved for mortgages, and, you know, potentially buying real estate, or there's sometimes issues with technology or scams they've been victim to. They've fallen victim to some of these different types of scams. You know, never click a link on a text message from a phone number you don't know, and no, they don't like you that much. You didn't win something. A lot of times it starts off with something unbelievable, like, hey, you're the winner, and you won this. Just click this link and provide this information. So just be careful, be diligent, and if it's too good to be true, you got to really start wondering, where did this come from? How many people? By the way, T-Mobile had a big breach. 100 million users
yes.
had a big breach. So there's a lot of data floating out there. So these people know who you are. They have your phone number. They may know more information.
Yes.
So they might send you a text and a link, and it's going to be something to, hey, to opt in, you can get this much money, or you won. Just click here and claim your prize. Don't fall for it.
Well, what I'm getting lately, and I know it's all scam stuff, and I block it, and I delete it, but I block it in the process, block the number, is I'm getting text messages from people saying, oh, you're pre-approved, 5,700, 9,100, 14,400, you know, ridiculous numbers. Here's one yesterday. You've won a brand new house. You've got contact so-and-so and such and such and all this stuff. Yeah, I won a house. I'm sure I didn't.
Yeah, exactly. And how did you get my number? Who, by the way, who is this, first of all? Why are you texting me?
Well,
there's a lot of questions that come up, right? I mean, it's not what they think it is.
I know how they're getting the number. I'm on a no-call list, and I'll tell you what, Brandon, since I've been on a no-call list, it's the damn cell phone carrier that sells your names.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, the data's out there. The data's floating around. There's so many breaches. You see the information breaches happening all the time. And, you know, these companies need to do a better job of protecting our data, whether it's a disgruntled employee that left the company, whatever the situation is, they need to be held more accountable for these types of breaches and these things that happen, and the fines should be increased. I think that's something we need to lobby our Congress and senators for, because some of these fines and different slaps on the hand, they need to be increased, because the number one job is to protect the consumer, and they're not doing a good enough job of it.
I don't have T-Mobile, but I almost did, and I'm glad I don't have it now when I heard about the 100 million people and all the data being taken.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And there's so many different companies that have had those issues. J.P. Morgan Chase, I mean, it just the list goes on and on. Target had a huge breach not long back. But, anybody's vulnerable to this, so you've got to really be diligent. And just protect your assets, protect your identity, and make sure you're monitoring yourself as well. There's free credit report, annual credit report online that you can do.
Well, we got about 30 seconds left here, so go ahead and tell us how we can find you online and give us your phone number.
Yeah, I'm Brandon Rimes, the Consumer Quarterback Show. You can reach me at 813-750-0550. You can call or text 813-750-0550. 0550. And also ConsumerQB.com is our website for the radio and TV show. ConsumerQB, like quarterback, ConsumerQB.com.
And I would definitely advise everybody that if you can, he's on. And by the way, you have a podcast, but if you can't catch the live show in the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 in the afternoon, then on my flagship station here in Tampa, then you can get the podcast, listen to it anywhere in the country, right?
That's right. And our YouTube channel has over 1,200 videos as well. You can search by topic on our YouTube, Brandon Ryan's Realty on YouTube.
Yeah, and you might be shocked when you see my ugly mug over there, too.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Brandon, you take care. We'll see you again soon.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yep, thank you. That's Brandon Rimes, your consumer quarterback. And, again, he's the real deal. If you need some help and you've got problems and you can't go anywhere, you give him a call. He'll take care of it. By the way, I want to remind everybody about September the 23rd coming up here. It's the Job Creators Network Bring Small Business Back Tour coming here to Tampa Bay, to the Grand Hyatt Tampa Bay. That's just minutes west of the Tampa International Airport over there on Bayport Drive. It's a big high-rise hotel on the left as you go on the Courtney Campbell. You don't get on the bridge. It's before you get onto the bridge. But the guests we're going to have there, this is an A-list of guests, I'll tell you what. We're going to have, first of all, the governor, Ron DeSantis, is going to be giving a 20-minute speech to start with. That's number one. Number two, we're going to have Mike Gallagher and possibly the governor-elect of California, Larry Elder, Rebecca Walser, who is with Walser Welch. She's a Fox contributor here in Tampa, will be there. Alfredo Ortiz, who is the president and CEO of the Job Creators Network, will be there. I'll be making a cameo appearance there myself during the Pledge of Allegiance, along with Bill Bunkley, who will be there. And that's the list of people that will be there, and we look forward to seeing you. So get your tickets by going to theanswertampa.com or theanswersarasota.com, either one of those websites, and I'll see you on the 23rd, September the 23rd. The VIP reception will start at 5:30, go to 6:30, and the main event will go from 7 to 9 p.m., but we're going to have the governor there. We're going to have Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, Alfredo Ortiz, Fox News contributor Rebecca Walser, yours truly, and Bill Bunkley. It's going to be a night to remember, I'll tell you. And you don't have to be. Somebody said to me, well, I don't have a small business. Well, it's going to be about America. We're going to be talking about the different things that we need to do, all of us as Americans, to turn our country around. Business is part of it, but there's other things in the equation as well. So there's something for everybody with this. And then we'll have some great exhibitors there, too. By the way, our friend Lauren Kelly from Tuggy the Patriot Pup will be there. And Moss Nissan will be there. And Rebecca Walser will be there. And the Travel Cats gals will be there, too. So they'll all be there. So come out and see us. And I look forward to it. All right. Another great night of radio. And as I say, radio excellence. But we'll be back tonight with more. We'll still be talking about Afghanistan. I hate to tell you, it's a bad situation, not getting any worse. Pray for our people. We got way too many people over there. We got to try to get out. I'll see you tonight. God bless them.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.